There's his mother who had the flu. And she was up the week. Did y'all have time to have the flu, y'all? There's his mother that had the flu, and she was on the couch. So the daughter said, you know, I'm going to take care of you. So she came to the couch, brought a couple of pillows, made her some tea,
book to read. So she took a sip of the tea and said, man, this is awesome. Where did you learn to do that? She said, Mom, you taught me everything I know. I've watched you. I learned how to make the tea from you. She said, all you have to do is boil water. Then you strain it. She said, one thing about it is I didn't have a strainer. I used the flask water. She said, you use what? She said, yeah, don't worry. I didn't use the new one. I used the old one. There was another Sunday school teacher that asked Johnny, Johnny, do you say prayers before you eat? He said, no, I don't have to because my mom's a good cook. That's not funny. There's a couple more here. Three quickest ways to spread a rumor. Okay? Don't start talking now, everybody. Three quickest way is the internet, telephone, and tell your mom. Yeah, I'm not laughing at that one. That's kind of true. Does anybody know what a mom's favorite book is? Uh-oh, not I don't want no answers, no. It would be Dad's checkbook. So, there's a lot of humor in moms. And, you know, my mom's not here today. But she instilled so much in me. If it wouldn't been for my mom, I definitely wouldn't be up here. Gosh, I can't believe I'm going to cry. Said I wouldn't, but my mom would be sitting right there. In the song he sang, Morgan, biggest fan, all through my life, whether I failed, won, she was right there. I remember just a simple touch from my mom would make it all better. Just her walking in the room and saying, Michael, it's okay. Hold your head up. Don't be scared to do that. Go preach. Go sing. Stand out. Do it. Man, I thank God for her. She sat on the couch many years, tapping her foot, playing the guitar, singing. And I just sat and watched. There's many nights I just sat and listened to her. There were so many wisdom nuggets that she gave me that nobody else, that you can't get from nobody else. Your mom can give you some wisdom keys. Relationships, money, cars, whatever it was. Family, marriage. Nobody can give it to you like mom can give it to you. And I remember sitting there plain as day. She said, Michael, I can't wait one day until you preach. And I was thinking, preach, man, what are you talking about? So here I am today. And mama's in heaven. She's waiting on me. So I thank God for you mothers because I know what you go through. I've seen it through my life, seen it with my wife, as have kids of my own. We thank you so much. We can't tell you enough what we think of you. We just love you this morning. There was a mother that said one time, before she was married, I had three theories about raising children. Now I have three children and no theories. Okay? And I think I finally figured out, you know, sonograms today, they're so complex. You can see the baby, what they're doing, what they look like, they're talking to you, waving at you. But I finally figured out, Jonathan, what a sonogram's saying. Your life is really fixing to be over now. Mothers, they take a beating for the children. They take a beating for their husband. They take a beating for everybody around. They take the mental, the physical abuse. Boy, y'all really get it, don't you? But they're the only ones that can take it because if it was up to a man to take what they were taking, tell the truth, we couldn't handle it, could we, T-Roy? Man, I got an amen. Miss Deborah, that's right. Now, Psalms 127:3. This is what it says. You don't have to turn. But Psalms 127:3 says, children are a gift from God. I want y'all to think about this for a second. Come here, baby Wista. Wista's my buddy. Come here. Look at this cute thing right here. Ain't he special? Ain't the children that you have special? Ain't what you see every day when you see them running and playing, ain't they special? Don't your kids do something to you? Well, just imagine, guys, how tough you were before you had kids. You used to be pretty hard, Jeff, before you had kids, didn't you? But now you see how soft you really are having kids. But let me just tell you, the task we have today of praising somebody that can give you something like this. How tough is that? How tough is it, Scott, to praise a woman, to somebody, and tell them you're so thankful for them for giving you your child, your son, your daughter, these kids that you see that bless you with their smile, and mommy and daddy, and can I have some more milk? Can I have some more cereal? It's hard to praise somebody like that because women, you're special. We don't show it. Men don't show it. If we had to be honest, Chris, we don't show it like we should, do we? Not all the time. We give it a shot sometimes, and we're thankful for somebody sometime. But without our women, we would be nobody. John, am I telling the truth today? You can sit back, Brister. Y'all give it up for baby Brister. I remember at home, let me tell you, they call it mother's intuition. That's what Mama used to say to me. I said, Mama, how'd you know that? She says, a mother's intuition. I always know. But I tried for years to make gravy. And Mama made that gravy and she'd get that pan hot. She said, you got to get the grease hot. I still tried it to this day and I done gave up. But she'd throw the grease on there and she'd stand back. She'd just grab a pinch full of, she'd call it a pinch full of flour, and she'd just sling it on that pan. And boy, that magic gravy would come up. It wasn't nothing but grease killing you. But it was so good. And I've tried it to this day and can't make it. But Mama made the best gravy. I know there's a dish that everybody knows that takes you back. Mama cooked for you. And gravy was one of those things. I remember I was at basketball practice one night. I was sick. I was tired. Felt like I had the flu. And this is a true story. And I remember thinking to myself, I said, boy, it'd be so nice if I had... I love canned vegetable beef. Campbell's. I said, man, it'd be so nice. I just said it to myself. I said, man, it'd be so nice if I had a can of vegetable beef soup. It'd make me feel so better. I got home about 8:30. I come walking in. I ain't told nobody this now. I come walking in the door. What was on the eye? Mama knows. Mama knows. You know, that's instilled by God. Because there's no greater love than Christ has for us. So that's why they made a mother. We're fixing to find out in just a second why God made a woman. Does anybody in here would like to tell me why God made a woman? I just want to hear from you, just a couple people. She's going to answer. We're not going to argue with that answer. Anybody else want to take a shot? Why did they? Yes, Wendy. Nurture. Okay. Now let me take you to the scriptures real quick. Why did God make a woman? 1 Corinthians 11:7-9, it says, man was made in the image and glory of God, but woman was made for the glory of man. Man is not of woman, but woman of the man. Verse 9 says, man wasn't created for a woman, but woman was created for the man. And let me take you to this scripture here. Man was in the image, made in the image and glory of God. Women is the glory of man. Let me give you an example of what that means. Fellas, do you remember when you had your sports car and you was riding around you had a little money in your pocket before you got married, you know, that kind of stuff. And you was just, boy, you was pimped out, man. You had it going on. But you needed that special something to bring you on out. Then you got you a little girlfriend. And you said, man, I got me a pretty girlfriend. Boy, that's something else, ain't it? You get out the car walking like this right here. And then you say, I want to show her off. So you put the girl in the car and you ride around. You stop everywhere you see somebody so they'll see your pretty girlfriend. That's the glory of a man right there. Showing off his woman. Y'all ain't saying amen. Some men are in trouble today. But in Genesis 2:18, it tells us why he made a woman. For a man not to be alone, for a helpmate. Y'all have heard those saying, you complete me. That's what a woman does for a man. She completes a man. Amen? There's nothing like, let me tell y'all this, there's nothing like having a woman that backs you up. There's nothing like a woman that doesn't fight you on your decisions. She backs you up and says, I'm ready to go. I'm standing behind you all the way. I can tell you, there's been many of my men, my friends in ministry that had to back out because their woman at home would not support them. There's a lot of my friends that I know personally, they wanted to preach. They started off playing the instruments, singing. But they said, every Sunday I get up, my wife is pulling at me. She don't want to go to church. She's mad because I'm always at church. Some girls might talk to him, and then all of a sudden they're out of ministry, period. Let me tell y'all something. I talked about my mom. But I tell you right now, I've been in a ministry probably all my life, basically. But the last 20 years of my life, I've been in the ministry constantly. And if it wasn't for my Brandy, let me tell y'all something. She has been my backbone. Everything that I've done, she supported me. She was there. Maybe a couple of times she's fought me about some stuff. But if it wasn't for her, I couldn't do what I do. Happy Mother's Day. Y'all give it up for Miss Brandy. So men, ladies, I say it again, thank you for supporting the men. Thank you for being leaders when men won't stand up and be leaders. Thank you for being dads when the dad wouldn't stand up. Thank you, women, for being everything, the provider, the clothes, put clothes and food on the table. Thank you for being there when nobody else was there. Are y'all feeling me this morning? Now, I'm going to wrap it up here in the next 10 minutes. That's my second time. One of the 10 commandments is, it's in, you don't have to turn, it's in Exodus 20, Deuteronomy 5. It says, honor thy father and mother for a long life. Now, what does that mean when it says for a long life? Does that mean, what's the opposite of long life? What? Death. That means he can snatch you out of here real quick. And I tell you what, that scripture, I felt that scripture before because there was a time when I was real, real young that I've dishonored my mother before and she almost cut my life short. I remember sitting at the table one time. I was probably 6, 7, 8, I can't remember. I think I said something smart to my mom. My dad didn't say a word. He got up off his chair. He come simply where I was at. He picked me up with one arm and popped me in the jaw. From then on, I didn't say nothing else. He almost cut my life short. But it's very important, kids, I want y'all to listen to me, and grown-ups, to honor your mother and your father. Your mother gave you life. She's the one that's going to protect you when nobody else does. I can tell you right now, and I tell you like it is, these kids today, and I'm not pinpointing anybody in here, but the kids today in society, period, are just a bunch of smart aleck punk kids. With no respect, the jails are full simply because they won't honor their father and their mother. And I've seen 40, 50, 60, 35-year-old kids not showing their mother and their father honor. It's a shame. Today the kids run the household and the mother and father do what they tell them. I do exactly what the kids say. The kid throw one little fit or say something smart and then they're going to do what the kid says. That's not the way it's supposed to be. A father has a role in the house and a mother has a role in the house. And the kids, I tell you right now, have the place in their house. They're the children. You're the parents. You're the boss. You don't let the kids tell you what to do. Or you cut their life short. Because it's in the Bible. If it's in the Bible, it's not playing. That's why there's so many households out of whack today, because the children are running the household. You got mothers with broken hearts because they're letting kids lead them with, and the kids have no clue what's going on. So mothers, fathers, if you're in here, take your house back. Don't let nobody run over the mother. You stand up strong. Don't let nobody run over your wife. Don't let nobody run over your mother. You stand tall. You be the man, and you get order in that place. Man, I need an amen on that one. Proverbs 15:20. A foolish man despises his mother. So, I'm not just talking opinion. These kids that do not honor their mother and despise what they say, they're fools. Anybody that doesn't listen to instruction is a fool. Anybody that doesn't listen to the instruction of the wise or the instructions of the Bible, they're a fool. I've went a lot and walked of a lot of places simply because my mom and dad told me to. It wasn't easy. There was a lot of times I didn't do what they told me, and I paid the consequences. Just like this Word of God that we read and talk about, if you do not listen to instruction, you're going to pay the price. If you don't listen to your mother, if you despise your mother, if you're smart-aleck to your mother, if you backtalk your mother, I promise you, you're going to pay the price. Because I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. One day you're going to be sorry. Children, y'all listen to what I'm telling you. And I know you don't understand at this moment, but you do. But one day, you're going to see your mother laying in the casket. And it's going to be too late to tell her I'm sorry. I don't care how young or how old you are right now, you need to take heed to that word. I felt so good when I saw my mother laying in the casket. I said, I've done all I could. I helped. I tried. I gave her everything I had. And I felt good. But I thought the flip side of it. I said, what if I wouldn't have? Think about the people that's done their mother so bad and sees them laying in the casket. It's too late. You can't go back. It's not a joke. Honor your mother and your father. Don't despise her instruction. She works hard. Women, you're tough. When I was 25 years ago, I wouldn't dream of saying what I'm saying right now. But now that I've lived a little bit and saw what women go through from the time they get up, from the time they go to bed, and all the men want is more, 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 thank God I'm not a woman. Whew. To put up with us ugly, stinky guys. Aren't we something else, man? Come on, man. You got to admit it. We're something else. So a mother deserves a lot more than a 30-minute sermon. Amen? I'm wrapping it up. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 33. Y'all listen real close. A man must love his wife as himself. Now, guys, here we go. I know you stare at the mirror a lot. Go ahead and tell the truth. Y'all know y'all think you're something. We all do. I'm not excluding myself. When we got that woman, we think we're something. When everything's going good, we know we love us some us, don't we, Joe? But the Bible tells us we must love our wife as we love ourselves. So I'm asking you today, men, do you love your wife? Do you love your mom? Do you love these girls like you love yourself? Because you sure love yourself, don't you? You love you some you. But the Bible says you need to love some her. Amen? This is Word of God. This is not my opinion. I know y'all want to whoop me. The next line we're going to save for Father's Day, but it also says, wives must respect her husband. Okay? We're going to bypass that today, okay? And we'll come back to that on Father's Day. No, we're going too good now with the mothers. John 19, the most interesting story to me, the most touching story to me in the Bible, is Mary watching Jesus take the beating that He did. If you've ever seen the movie Passion of the Christ, it was so gut-wrenching to me, the inside story of Mary following Jesus and just couldn't do nothing about it when He was getting hit. Spit, had to carry the cross, getting kicked. They were showing Him no mercy. Just imagine your son, your daughter, somebody real close to you right now, hung up right here in front of everybody for the town to see, and they can do anything they want to him. Just imagine how you would feel to see your son, your daughter, get bullied. That's basically what it was. Getting bullied. Getting spit on. Just imagine what it's doing to that mother. But let me tell y'all something. In the book of John, it says when Jesus saw His mother there, Jesus was on the cross, bloodied, beaten, tortured, humiliated, the darkest time of His life. Guess what He took the time to do? With the crowd looming around, laughing, He looked down when He was in so much pain, and this is what He said to us. He looked at His mother and John, and He said to her, "Woman, this is your son. Son, this is your mother." And basically what He was doing in the darkest time of His life was telling John to please take care of her. Think about the worst time of your life. Do you think about Jesus? Do you put everything aside? No. Most of the time we think about ourselves. What can I do for me? What can somebody else do for me? How can somebody get me out of this? But Jesus, who went to the cross for me and you, in Scripture says, out of everything that was going on, He looked down to His mother and told John to take care of her. That's deep. That's deep love. Now, do you feel that way about your mother? Do you take the time out? This is old saying this. But if I could go back one more time, there would be so many times I would not put off going over to my mom's house. I saw her a lot. I'd done a lot with my mom. But I tell you, there was a lot of times she'd pick up the phone and say, "I hadn't seen you in a while." And then I'd say, "Okay, I'm coming." It'd be another 2 or 3 weeks. Or another month. Not maybe on purpose, but it just happened. But I guarantee you, if she was to call me right now, I'd leave y'all standing right here looking for a preacher, and I'd head and I'd go see her. If you have your mother here, please go see her. If you have your mother to talk to, please go talk to her. If you have your mother here, do whatever she asks. Sing, dance. I don't care if you can't or if you can. Let your son or daughter dance for you. And if they're off rhythm, it's even better. Look how happy it makes you. So if your mother's alive, go see her. Don't let your stupid spouse tell you not to go see them. Don't let your kids tell you you can't go. Don't let stupid friends. Don't let people. Oh, no. Don't put it off. Because one day, they're not going to be here. and you're going to long for that time. Mothers are so special. It's hard to put it into words. It's hard to put it into words. I'm going to read you some scriptures here. And then I got about 5 more minutes. I got my alarm set for 11:20. I want to read you some scriptures. Just listen. The Bible constantly talks about love. Okay? This is scriptures you've heard. Do to others as you would have them do to you. Love your enemies. Do good to them. Lend them without expecting to get anything back. Then your reward will be great. And you will be children of the Most High because He is kind to the ungrateful and wicked. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Love your neighbor as yourself. There's no greater commandment than this. Listen to this one. Love does no harm to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of law. This explains a mother right here. Everybody knows it. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. Does not boast. It's not proud. It does not dishonor others. It's not self-seeking. It's not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. Does that sound like a mother? A couple more. There's 3 that remain. Faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. Last one. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Last one, I'm sorry. Above all, love each other deeply because love covers over a multitude of sins. The Bible says in 1 John 4:8, listen to this. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. If you don't have love in your heart and you say you know God, the Bible says it's a lie. You got to have love for others. If you don't have love, you really don't have God, because God is love. That's what the Word tells us. So, my question today is, it's real simple. How do we honor mothers today? How do we honor them? I think we honor mothers by honoring God. Because if you let the love of God on the inside of you, you're going to have the love that you need to love your mother and everybody else. You can't just love your mother and not love God. Basically, He's the one that created her. So they're one and the same. They show the same characteristics. We're created in His image. So we must love. There it is. We must love. Because if we don't have love in our hearts, the Bible says we truly don't know God. Amen? I'm going to give you a chance to know God this morning. But y'all heard this right here as I close. This is so true. Y'all read it on Facebook. You've seen it a lot. But this is what it says. At 3 years old, I love you, Mom. 10 years old, whatever, Mom. 16 years old, Mom, you're so annoying. Stallone. At 18 years old, I'm leaving. I'm getting out of here. 25 years old, you know what, Mom? You are right. At 50 years old, man, I don't want to lose my mom. At 70 years old, I'd give anything and everything to have my mom here with me. I tell you what, if you have your mom, young, old, listen to me, please don't take them for granted. The facts of the matter is, they know what they're talking about. When they tell you something, they want the best for you. Whether you like it or not, they're trying to tell you for the best. They love you. And I promise you, if you're 20 years old now, 15, 10, 15, 20 years down the road, you're going to understand everything that they were saying. And not just because they were my mother and father, but every single thing, I'm talking about everything, there wasn't one thing that was wrong. Everything that told me as I look back was true. And I'm not just telling y'all this, young ones. They know what they're talking about. They lived it. So don't take your mother for granted today. Good news is, if they're not here today, if they're gone, one day, in a blink of an eye, we're going to get to see them again. Amen. That's our hope. So my question today is, do you have that love? How do you have that love? How do you get that love? Simple. The Bible says if you believe in your heart, confess with your mouth that Jesus went to the cross, went to the grave and rose again, and you believe, ask Him to come into your heart to be your Savior. Leaving behind all your sins, you can be saved today. Those that call upon the name of the Lord, the same shall be saved. So as Brother Larry plays this song today, if you don't know the Lord, I promise you I can help you this morning if you'll come up here. Or these altars are going to be open. Feel free just to take a minute or two. Come pray. Don't be scared. Step out. Like Mama used to say, step out. Don't be scared. Go dance. You're not going to get to dance forever. Your legs won't let you dance forever. You're not going to be able to sing forever. You're not going to be able to do this. You better do it while you can. Don't be shy. Step out while you got a chance. Because when you walk out the door, and if you're not fully aligned with Christ, you're living off borrowed time. You're living off luck. You never know what can happen. Especially in today's world. There's idiots everywhere out there wanting to kill you for your name. They wanting to kill you the way you look. They want to kill you because you got a dollar. They want to kill you because you know Christ. They want to kill you because you love people. They want to kill you because you're nice. They want to kill you because you're not nice. They want to kill you just for being there. This is the real world that we live in. And eternity is not a joke. So if you don't know Christ this morning, I can help you. Or if you just want to come up front and pray, take a couple minutes, I won't hound you. Brother Larry, let's stand on our feet if you would.
Just as I am, without one plea, but that Thy blood was shed for me, and that Thou bidst me come to Thee, O Lamb of God, I come.
Don't wait this morning. You feel a tug from the Spirit. Move out from where you're at.
Just as I am, and waiting not to rid my soul of one dark blot, to Thee whose blood can cleanse each part. Many a conflict, many a stretches healing of the mind. Yea, all I need in thee I find.